This is a recast of the 5500-word piece, Response Surface Methodology, RSM, from schnepat.com. This article is about Response Surface Methodology, RSM, a statistical method used to study the relationship between input variables and their corresponding output responses. RSM is commonly used in experimental design and optimization to determine the optimal values for input variables in order to achieve desired output responses. Let's listen in.
Today we're talking about response surface methodology, RSM, a statistical method used to study the relationship between input variables and their corresponding output responses. RSM is commonly used in experimental design and optimization to determine the optimal values for input variables in order to achieve desired output responses.
That's right, Avery. RSM allows researchers to efficiently explore the relationship between input variables and the response surface. By adjusting the input variables within a predefined range and observing the resulting output responses, researchers can gain valuable insights into the complex interactions between variables.
Absolutely. And one of the key advantages of RSM is its ability to model and optimize the response surface. Through mathematical modeling and statistical techniques like analysis of variance, ANOVA, and regression analysis, RSM quantifies the effects of various factors and determines their optimal levels to achieve the desired response.
RSM has gained substantial popularity due to its versatility and effectiveness in various applications. It has been widely used in industrial processes and manufacturing to enhance product quality and reduce defects by identifying the ideal combination of process parameters.
That's right. And RSM has also proven valuable in agricultural research for optimizing crop yield and quality while minimizing resource usage. Its applications extend to other domains, such as environmental science, where it aids in the optimization of pollutant removal processes.
RSM has a rich historical background. It has its roots in agricultural experimentation in the early 20th century when researchers wanted to optimize crop yield. But it wasn't until the mid-20th century that RSM gained significant recognition with contributions from statisticians like George E. Peabox and R.A. Fisher.
That's correct, Ben. Box and Wilson introduced the concept of response surface designs, while Box and Draper expanded on it by introducing various response surface models. These contributions solidified the foundation of RSM.
RSM has seen significant development and evolution over the years. With the incorporation of computer-aided design and data analysis tools, as well as advancements in statistical modeling techniques, RSM has become a robust and versatile methodology for optimizing complex systems and processes.
And we can't forget about the key contributors and milestones in the advancement of RSM. George E. Peabox is one of the main contributors who introduced RSM in the mid-20th century. Raymond H. Myers extended Box's work and developed the concepts of central composite design and response surface methodology in the 1970s. These contributors have made significant strides in advancing RSM.
Absolutely, Avery. And as RSM continues to evolve, there are emerging trends and advancements that researchers are focusing on. The integration of RSM with other optimization techniques, such as genetic algorithms and artificial neural networks, is one such trend that enhances the overall performance of RSM.
That's right, Ben. And as we look towards the future, there are still challenges and future directions for RSM. One challenge is the assumption of a quadratic model, which may not always accurately represent the true underlying relationship between the response and the input variables.
Another challenge is the requirement for a well-defined mathematical model, as RSM relies heavily on using mathematical equations to represent the relationship between the variables. Additionally, the number of experiments required to obtain accurate results can be time-consuming and expensive.
Despite these challenges, RSM has proven to be a valuable tool in experimental design and optimization. Its ability to model and visualize the response surface, determine optimal operating conditions, and evaluate interaction effects between variables makes it indispensable in various fields.
That's right. RSM has found applications in engineering, chemistry, manufacturing, pharmaceuticals, food processing, agriculture, and more. It has been used to enhance product quality, reduce costs, and improve process efficiency.
Our SM has also been successfully applied in case studies, such as optimizing chemical reactions, developing new drug formulations, and optimizing renewable energy production. These examples demonstrate the effectiveness of our SM in various applications.
Absolutely, Avery. Our SM is a powerful statistical technique that allows researchers to optimize and understand complex systems. With its versatility and efficiency, our SM has become an essential tool in experimental design and optimization.
And that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in to our discussion on response surface methodology. We hope you found it informative and insightful.
Join us next time for more interesting topics and discussions. Take care.